Welcome, Niamh and Emma, to Radio Jackie, and thank you for coming to talk to us about Waterside Wonderland. So a family-friendly Christmas event filled with festive activities. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Do you want to give us some details about it so our listeners will obviously want to come along and enjoy this wonderful event?
So Waterside Wonderland is a brand new Christmas event which we're putting on in Shepperton. It came about as me and Emma really noticed that over the last couple of years, there hasn't really been a Christmas event in Shepperton to bring the community together. And we thought it was a brilliant idea to bring not only families together, but people from different communities, and to bring lots of like children and adults. And there's lots of activities for everyone involved.
Yeah, and obviously it's just a bit of fun for everyone. We've got really fun activities such as ice skating by the lake. We've got Santa's Grotto, donkey rides, Christmas market where you can get really nice gifts such as wreaths, jewellery. And we've also got some game stalls and a raffle for Princess Alice Hospice in Esher with some really amazing prizes from like Shepperton Studios and things. So everyone's sort of getting involved in it. It's going to be really exciting.
Have you had lots of support from local businesses?
We've had an overwhelming amount of support from local businesses. We've especially lots of businesses that have just started up, and we've had them really wanting to get involved, really like taking and loving our ideas and everything. And so it's been amazing for us to see all the amazing local businesses around Shepperton that we didn't even know about, that now obviously it's encouraging us to shop local, and we're hoping as well it's going to encourage people to come and see all of them and like buy their Christmas presents and really come and like bring the community together.
And has that involved some startups and pop-up businesses as well, or you've got some people that are actually doing little businesses just for the event?
Yeah, so a lot of the businesses that are joining us actually started up their business during the lockdown, so it's really great to give exposure to them. And we do have a couple of new ones, such as Lily Mills Drinkery. They're going to be our bar, and they're in a sort of vintage horse trailer, and it's just all sort of businesses that are quite new, quite fresh, but we do have some that do markets regularly, and we have a couple people that are starting up as well, which is great.
And did you say this is the first time you've run this event?
Yeah, so it's our first year running it, and me and Emma have just graduated university, and we were a bit unsure of really what to do afterwards and everything, but we had this idea and we approached our managers at Liquid Leisure, and they've been so supportive in it and really helped us and really pushed us into creating this amazing event. We couldn't really be more grateful to all the stalls that have been involved and all the people, really. We've just had amazing feedback.
Definitely.
And what gave you the initiative or the motivation to do something like this? Because it is absolutely wonderful.
So we're both geography graduates. It's really recent that we graduated, and we both sort of want to go into the community and charity sector. And we also have a really big passion for the environment. And at Liquid Leisure, there was such a big focus on sustainability this year. And they really wanted to push replanting trees. So some of our Christmas tree sales are going to go to replanting trees at our site. And they also wanted to get involved with the community more, because during lockdown, our business stayed open. Well, not lockdown, but COVID circumstances. And it was a big sort of support for families who could come and use it as sort of a sports facility, and just to get out the house in the open air by the lake, by the green space. So that's sort of what inspired us, was the site. We knew we could do a really amazing event on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you go about starting up something like this? So you have an idea in your head. What was your first port of call to organise an event as lovely as this?
I think first of all, we just really needed to work out, you know, what we could actually achieve. We needed to work out with, especially with the community, like who would want to be involved. So we kind of just got an idea. We spoke to people who were coming to Liquid Leisure, and we'd ask them, you know, what they thought about it, or would they be involved in it? We just, they met straight away. People were so into it and really, really wanted something. And straight away, we had people coming up telling us about their businesses and telling us about, you know, their struggles in lockdown and how they'd love to promote their business. And it really, as well, that support really motivated us to create a really good job. And with the activities, we tried to do things that were fun and family friendly and that could be enjoyed by all age groups. So we've obviously got things involved like the ice skating and the donkeys, and then things like decorating things for Christmas trees, which obviously families can keep in as a memory for a lifetime.
Yeah, and we sort of, just to add to that answer, we run activities in the summer. So we knew that doing activities would be really good for our staff, because we're used to it. And we also have a big family customer base. So we knew that we could target families, and then it was a case of just getting the businesses to come in, and then we sort of networked from there.
So two geography graduates and you've gone into major event management. How did that come about?
I don't think we were really expecting it. And I think it's our sort of passion to work for the community, and to sort of improve the local environment and things like that. And we both did our dissertations on sort of community elements, and it was a big part. So
yeah.
Obviously we were given this amazing opportunity by our employers, and they've supported us throughout it. And we weren't expecting it, were we?
No, we didn't expect it to, you know, blow up like this, but we are so grateful. And it's given us the most amazing experience, and it's really driven us as well to become even more passionate about doing charity and community work.
And networking is the key thing for community work. Yeah. So it was great.
And was it easy to get people on board in terms of, obviously local charities were probably really keen to get on board, and the businesses presumably as well. And obviously sustainability is a big word at the moment. So how did you bring it all together? Did you, obviously it's networking and getting people, did you find people very willing to join in the initiative?
Yeah, people were very willing to get involved. It's such a good almost selling point that we just have such good intentions with this event. We're not trying to make loads of profit. We're just trying to cover our costs, and it's just about getting community together. We've got, for example, the Swan Sanctuary in Shepparton, and they're so local to us. We also had Princess Alice Hospice in Esher, who we're fundraising for, and we've had a lot of interest in people wanting to help with that charity. And a lot of people have actually just approached us because they want to be involved in the event, because it is such a wholesome thing.
Yeah, and because obviously we're just trying to cover our costs. We just want to make it as affordable as possible and everything. And I think that's also really been really nice for people, because we're not charging extortionate prices, and we're trying to make sure that everyone's involved as much as they can be.
I can see, yeah, you only got a £2 cash entrance, which is absolutely lovely. And children presumably are under the age of 13 are free as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so we're trying to make everything really affordable. We also have, for example, ice skating is going to be £7.50 per person on the day, but you can call up to book that before and it's only going to be £6.50. We sold out of Santa's Grotto, which is amazing. We have donkey rides for £5. We've got decorating a Christmas ornament for £3. So there's something for everyone, for any sort of budget that comes.
And then we've also got a band coming to play on one of the nights, which will be nice for like lots of adults. They can have some live music and a drink under our lovely oak Christmas tree.
And what band have you got? What band do you have coming to play?
And they're called The Severs, and they're coming on the 10th. And then we also have actually Neve's younger sister. She's going to sing with her friend from school. So it's getting everyone involved in the community, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling me all about that. Is there anything you'd like to say to our Radio Jackie listeners, who I'm sure are going to listen to this interview and be rushing along? Is it going to be easy to park? Is it better to come on public transport? What's the best way to get there?
Yeah, so we do have plenty of free parking. So you're more than welcome to come and park in our field. Sorry.
No, we've got plenty of free parking. Obviously, there's lots of transport links if needed to get here, but we've got parking on site. We'll have people direct you into the event. And it will all be lit up, and it'll be very easy access and everything like that.
Yeah, and all of our information's on our website at watersideonelandshepparton.com. You can see people that are coming to our event, you can see the activities, and there's a bit of information about us in case it wasn't said in the interview.
And our all of our details and everything I'll post all over our social media. We're constantly sharing the event and constantly making sure that obviously people are up to date with all the details. So our Facebook is just Waterside Wonderland, and our Instagram is also just Waterside Wonderland.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to me, both of you. And I wish you the best. And if I didn't live so far away, I'd like to come along, but we'll see how we get on with that. But thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie and telling us about this. It's a lovely event, and it's really making me smile thinking about all the lovely things you're doing for the children and charities and startup businesses. And you're doing it with a sustainable influence to the event as well, which makes everyone happy, because we're all trying to sustain our lovely planet, aren't we? So thank you so much for coming to talk to me, and the best of luck. And I hope, you know, it's going to be an annual thing from now on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope so.
Thank you so much for talking to me, both of you. Thank you. Bye for now.